ko pānoe mihi tonu atu nei, kia koutou e whakarongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o teika. Ko tāku kei ringo te waia ko Trudy Brown ka pōwhiria mai, ka kōrero māua i ngā wahanga anu o ngā pātaka kai o te hiku o teika me te rā o Waitangi e Nanahi. Nō reira, a kia ora e te tamahine, Trudy.
Ai, mōri nā pā, tēnā koutou katoa i whakarongo mai ana i tēnei asa. Yeah, our pātaka update this week is that, you know, as usual, we always need more kai in our pātaka. Our pātaka, for those that don't know, is situated in 60 North Road here in Kaitaia. And especially now that kids are back at school and families are having to provide school lunches and that, just a bit of fruit and some veggies goes a long way to help out some of our whānau. So if you've got fruit and veggies at your whare that maybe you're not going to get around to eating, then bring them down to our pātaka kai and let another whānau use that kai that you might not get around to using. So the pātaka is about feeding and helping out other whānau, but it's also about food rescue and rescuing our food so it doesn't end up in the landfill. So, you know, it's giving whānau an opportunity to just, you know, give away what they can, but also for other whānau to take what they need for their homes. The last week, I've been over in Waitangi, actually, so haven't really sort of overseen the pātaka this week, but I'm sure that there's been, you know, lots of people are still giving and lots of people are still needing kai. So, yeah, just keep giving to our pātaka kai, I suppose, is the main message today.
Ai, kia ora te tamahine. E rongo e mihi atona e tautoko ana i tēnā. Tātou waha ngā tuarua e our second part to our kōrero, as usual. As you've already expressed, you've been in Waitangi for a few days. Trudy, can you give us an overview of how you felt the whole thing went? Even so, there were kōrero there, porotehi kōrero, but how do you feel Waitangi Day, even the build-up to Waitangi, how it went this year?
Oh, look, you know, it has sort of been a build-up over a week. So at the beginning of the week, my whānau and I went over to Pangaru for the unveiling of the statue for a fire Whinakuta. So that was an awesome time just to go over there, just to see the statue, and really just to see all those politicians come all this way to go to a little place out in the Hokianga called Pangaru. That was really good to see, but it was good to just hear the stories and be out there. And then after that, we went over to Waitangi, mainly to watch the forum. So they had down at the bottom of Marae in the white tent, they had a forum, a mana wahine forum, and then the next night they had a mana tāne forum. And the speakers there were just inspirational speakers, really. So, you know, the messages coming through, like one of the speakers was Whaehilda Harawira, Taukiad Harawira, and, you know, just really simple messages about how we can achieve tino rangatiratanga. So she talked about, you know, we need to wage a war on things like sugar, the education system, drugs. You know, if we get rid of those things or if we can overcome those things, then, you know, we're getting closer towards where Māori want to be. And then you had other inspirational speakers like Pania Newton from Ihu Matau, you know, just talk about her upbringing and where she is now. So she came from a home where her dad was in jail, you know, lots of drinking, lots of violence and alcohol, and she made a decision early on in her life that she didn't want that for her. So, you know, she went off to law school and graduated from law school, and then she got into the, you know, leading the fight to get their land back. So really, really inspirational speakers, which is great. You know, those are the things we want to hear as Māori. We want to know maybe what are some steps moving forward, what can we achieve over the next 20 years. So it was great.
Ai, kia ora, ra. E mihi atu ana ki wē nā kōrero whakātunga au. However, Trudy, did you at feel did you feel at any time like even so the kōrero was inspirational? Did you feel at any time that you were back into a place that was all kōrero? When is it actually going to actually become real? When is it, you know, going to become more real instead of just kōrero? Shū in I wera kai kōrero katoa. Did you ever feel like you were back in that space again? Or did you feel, actually feel, we are actually moving forward with this?
Yeah, well, there were definitely stories that we heard, like the story around Ihu Matau, that kind of took everyone back to what happened at Bastion Point and Pakaitore. You know, that same struggle is still continuing. And, you know, how do we make sure that those things don't happen in the future? So I suppose there are some areas that we talked about where we've made progress, and other areas where really Māori is still held back. So, you know, I suppose what Waitangi provides is an opportunity to just get together and talk about what's happening in everyone's different places, all the different towns in that, you know, what they're doing to move ahead, what they're doing to overcome some of the barriers that we have. So, you know, there was no one answer to where we are at the moment, but there were a lot of suggestions about how to move forward. I think the biggest thing was to just plan. You know, we have to have a plan moving forward. We can't just, and I mean plan in terms of Māoridom need to have a plan moving forward. So, yeah, that was the biggest thing I got out of that. Like, how do we get together, even up here in Muri Whenua, and plan a way forward where our people are going to be lifted up from where they are and move forward in a positive way. So, you know, it might spark people to have their own little hui. I know certainly the things that we do with whānau is about planning for them so that they can, you know, if they've come from lots of challenges, we plan forward so that, you know, we can minimise all those sort of challenges moving forward. Mm. So their life isn't just constantly putting out fires or constantly moving from crisis to crisis to crisis. So I suppose using that model, but in a, you know, more in a national kind of a way for Māori.
Mm, kia ora, kia ora. Ai, Trudy, e rongoa tōna. You know, I went down to Waitangi. I went around. I couldn't get over the amount of people that were there. Trudy, they're, you know, people of all walks of life. And I started concentrating on where's the old people or te ao Māori, where are they, you know? And I found a little small groups of, say, like us in that were young people when our old people were around, which are our old people at the marae now. You know, I saw a lot of them there. They were huddled together in their own little groups. Even so, you had 10 small Māori kaumātua kuia groups sitting in the one tent. They weren't sitting collectively. They were all sitting in their own little corner. They weren't sharing kōrero with all the other ones. It's only when you get on the tent on the other side where they were preaching the word of God, or they were, you know, like the old activists that have been activists for 40 years, you know, standing up and saying this words. For instance, here I am 40 years later talking to a huge group of people. You know what? I'm talking to you, but you don't really give a damn about what I'm saying. You know, I heard that type of kōrero. And you saw the people that were sitting in that group, like from up here, I saw our own kaimahi and other kaumata from up here. And when the kaikōrero actually said that, they started looking at themselves in the rōpū. And she said, to me, even so, it's 40 years later, here I am still pushing for us to be united. I'm only up here, I feel, just to entertain the people sitting here why it's too hot to go outside. Just here for just to entertain you fellas as your entertainment. What do you think about that as kōrero that was that I myself heard at Waitangi, Trudy?
Kia ora pā. I suppose it can get a bit, you know, the day for me has changed. So when I used to go, when I was younger, maybe 20, 30 years ago, it was definitely more strategic for Māori, that we our meetings meant a lot more and that we would take minutes and we would look for recommendations to either give to the Crown or to give to the taumata at the bottom of eye. You know, it was more of a working kind of a working, debating, strategizing type of Waitangi Day. That was back then. And sort of over the years, it's become more of a celebration and a nation-building type thing, which is fine, but I find that the, you know, you're right, that they have lots of really awesome speakers. Actually, there's no gathering up all that information and distributing it and, you know, trying to educate our people. It's more a forum of, you know, come in, have a listen, and then, you know, walk around and go to the stall sort of thing. So I wasn't really there for the actual day yesterday. I came back to Kaitaia. But I did want to take my daughters over there to go to the forum, to listen to those, you know, the activists that have been around for years, you know, just to give them a more insight into, you know, Waitangi Day is just not a day off work, or it's just not a holiday. You know, you've got to listen to the struggles that we've been through to get where we are today. And a lot of those... you know, a lot of those people, those protesters back in the day, the tamaitis, the Hone Harawiras, the, you know, Hilda and Annette Sykes and that, you know, I love their kōrero, you know, and I'm glad my staff were also there, the staff from our work, because it's almost like professional development for them hearing the struggles from back then. So, you know, it was important for me to take my girls over there and make them listen, really, to the kōrero that was going on. And so that prompted a lot of questions coming back around, well, how come, you know, how come in other places they're having bands and what are they celebrating? But, you know, that, those are the questions that my kids were asking me after we went to Waitangi. You know, why is it that in other places they're celebrating when they just heard lots of speakers talk about, you know, this day wasn't really a celebration day. It's just really an acknowledgement that, you know, we signed a treaty, but the treaty is not being honoured in the way we thought. And so it was good. I think it's a good way to educate our people. But, yeah, it's kind of changed for me, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. It's changed and it's more of a celebration. And, you know, people take their kids over there for the kai and to have a look around and that sort of thing. It's kind of moved away from being a political space where we can talk and strategize and, you know, really have some and debate issues that are happening to us as Māori and Aotearoa today.
Ah, kia ora. Yeah, absolutely. And the other one where I went to the whare tupuna, you know, and all it had was the tourists walking through having a look at the posters. They are the Waitangi days, all the kaumatos in there, you know, and like you were saying, they are discussing or they are sharing. And this Waitangi Day, I didn't see any of that at all. So I don't know. In one way, it was good to see so many people. However, for it actually holding, you know, where... our old people used to sit, even like Tahemi Henarendam, right through up to when King Itaurua passed away. You know, they're in there. And that's what I meant is even Ngā Kai Kōrero Te Taumata, they were all outside sitting in the tents. If they were in the whare nui, they'll all be in the one space. You know, does that tell me is that have they really let go that much when Te Ra of Waitangi was shifted across the other side of the bridge? However, in saying that, last kōrero for you and I, how do you feel when a Ascender turned around and stated that she feels that Art of Waitangi should go back down to Te Tī Marae? Did you hear that kōrero, or were you there when that was actually said?
No, I didn't hear that kōrero. I didn't hear that kōrero, but, you know, I think what I did hear was a lot of the more experienced people at Waitangi, you know, the Met Sykes and that, saying that we've maybe just become a little bit complacent and we're kind of okay with the government. Well, that's what our behaviour might suggest, is that everything's okay, so we don't really need to strategise and we don't really need to, you know, to gather together and look at ways forward. But I agree with you, is that we should be going back to those days where our haumātua and kuia were in the bottom of the eye, keeping it warm, keeping the conversation moving, because there's a lot for us to talk about. And we don't really, or we don't often get that opportunity other than times like, you know, Waitangi Day. So if that's what the Prime Minister is suggesting, I don't know why we would necessarily need her to tell us what we need to do, but, you know, we need to kind of move back to using Waitangi as a time to strategise, as a time to talk to each other about what we can do collectively to move forward.
Ah, kia ora, ngā mihi e te mahi ne. E mihi tonu ana i whakautu mai ko i te wai. It's always an honour, a pleasure and an honour to have you answer your phone. Even so, our kaupapa is update on our pātaka kai. However, you and I do that each time, each week. However, the thing is, it's not just about giving people, it's not a handout, it's a hand up, but it's also a bigger picture of, you know, how we feel things should be going, even working towards those things. I know we cannot do it on a large scale, but every small step we take towards completing those small projects, you know, it, at the end of the day, it ends up being a job well done. Nō reira e te tamahine Trudy, ka hoatu no kia koe ataua mihi mutunga mo tēnei wā, nā rungai tēna, Māori o rara.
Kia ora, pā. I just want to say, just in terms of what we've been talking about, is that at times it might feel overwhelming just how much mahi we have to do as Māori to get ahead. But I think one of the messages I took out of Whaia Hilda's kōrero was, you know, just little steps. We can do little things every day. And, the, you know, one of the biggest things is just for us to put our children in kohanga and kurakaupapa Māori. If we only just did that, we would get further ahead in for us as Māori. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora, te tamahi. Nō reira, ngā mihi e kore mutu, Māori o rara. Ai, kia koutou whakarongo maira ki tērā reo, tērā te reo Trudy Brown, ko te manu hiri a pā mai te whare pāho i te hiko o te ika, ano e mihi tunu atu nei, Māori o rara.